going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are just tuning in, we were talking about this mom from the UK who went viral.
Yes.
People got all up in a tizzy because she called her newborn baby ugly.
And we have the audio of it, and this is what freaked people out.
Ugliest nose.
Oh,
so ugly.
That first moment.
Oh.
I don't know if that's the thing you want to remember, is it your wife saying how ugly your child is as the first memory of your child.
Right out of the sheet.
Yeah. So I mentioned how, in the last break, how this is exactly the conversation I remember one time having with my mom, because I'm like, hey, blah, 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 pictures of me. And she's like, oh, yeah, I will never show anybody the picture of you when you were first born. I'm like, well, why? And she said, because you were ugly. And I was like, damn, mom, that's kind of savage. And she said that I look like a peanut. Do you want to see the picture? Because at one point, I finally, when I went home, found the picture, and I had to take a picture of the picture.
Oh, no.
I want to see it.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Are you ready?
I don't want to laugh.
Okay, this is the picture that my mom was too embarrassed for years to show to anybody because she thought I looked so freaking ugly. Now, thankfully, over time, as you know, like fine wine, I got to become a handsome man.
Sure.
Hey, you're growing out of it very slowly. Very slowly.
All right. Who wants to see it first?
Me.
Go, Darren.
I think you're cute.
Yeah, but like an ugly dog kind of cute, right?
Yeah.
You know, like when the dog's got like a lazy eye and a missing tooth and an overbite.
You have like a cute cowlick.
Okay, Danny, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You have more hair then than you do now.
I do. Oh. You're right. And it was like a faux hawk. I would have been a great Sounders fan.
You kind of look like a young Ace Ventura with that hair.
Oh, my gosh.
That's very accurate.
Yeah. We'll put this on our socials. That way people can see for themselves how ridiculous I look. But now is a go time. I'm not sure if my mom remembers this. You know, she's gotten older. I'm not positive. So, and also, I'm not sure if she's going to answer the phone. All right, Danny dialed up the number.
Does she have the number saved in her phone as like...
No, you know what's going to happen? It's going to go to voicemail. Then I'm going to have to start talking. She'll hear the voicemail, and then she'll pick up. Be like, Steven!
This is a house phone. She has a...
Oh, she has a cell phone, but she hasn't charged it since, like, 2007. Yeah, so...
So they have, like, an answering machine there?
Yeah, there's just an answering machine, and it's the old-school answering machine, so when you leave a message, she will hear the answering machine.
I love that.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
I guarantee so.
We will return your call.
Hey, Mom, it's Steven. Just giving you a ring at work. I don't know if you're home, but...
I'm here.
Hey! Hey, Mom.
I didn't sound like you. And then the thing came up, Andrew. I said, who's Andrew?
Oh, I guess our caller ID says Andrew here at work.
That's funny. Who the hell is Andrew?
No, I'm talking to my Steven. Yeah, it's an Andrew.
Huh. So we wanted to ask you a question for our radio show, if you're okay with that.
Yes.
Okay, so I was wondering if you remember, you told me a story a long time ago, and I'm not sure if you'll remember, but there was a time when there was a certain picture that you had of me, and you refused to show it to anyone.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember this picture. Why would I not show it to anybody?
Because you said that I was not very cute and I look like a peanut head.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
No. But then I guess I didn't want to remember it.
Yeah, there's a certain picture that you...
I'm saying I don't remember this at all.
I remember we were home for a family gathering. You're like, oh, yeah, there's that certain picture of when you were first born. I don't want to show it to anyone because you were just... You look like a little peanut head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now he looks like a big peanut head, though, Mom.
Yeah, right. But it must have been very fast that you became very good looking.
Thank you.
Still is.
Yes.
Look at this guy.
See, I morphed into a very handsome child.
Yes. And a good boy. Oh, my God. That's so funny how you picked up the phone and it had Andrew up there. I said, oh, my God, this is Andrew.
Got to get to the bottom of this and find out who Andrew is.
Now, what do you think about Andrew when he was a kid? Was he...
I don't know if he was good looking.
I bet he was very handsome right from the get-go.
Oh, my God. I wonder.
Now, Mom, which son was the cuter son, Greg or Steve?
They're both different looks. Gregory was more olive skin and all, and Steven...
was more peanut oil.
He was more... peanut, okay. Oh, my God. You guys are funny.
Do you have a story about the first time you can remember Steve getting in trouble?
Well, I have to tell the truth. My Steve had never got into trouble.
Aww.
He was a very good boy. He went and never got called by the schools at all. His brother was nothing but a trouble, but not Stephen.
Well, you remember the time that I cursed out the vice principal because I didn't get a pretzel and you had to come and take me home from elementary school?
Oh, my God, I forgot that all. I don't remember that at all.
Did Steven like going to school?
Yes, he did.
Of course I did. That was awesome. That was perfect. I don't know why either.
He was a good boy.
Well, I mean, it was also that. There was a time where I called to get me out of the boys' bathroom because I had an accident and I refused to get out of the bathroom.
How old were you?
And I had to go in the bathroom, right?
I was 36. It was crazy. I love you. And
obviously, that everything's good at home.
It's awful. Everything's terrible. Everyone's mad at each other. No, I'm kidding. Of course, everything is great.
Oh, good. Okay, sweetheart. Talk to you. Nice talking to all of you.
Okay.
You too, Mom.
Love you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye
bye.
Bye
bye. Oh, my God.
God, I love her so much.
Isn't it great? The older you get, the less you remember the bad things.
I don't remember anything.
No.
People tell stories about me from, like, you know, just even like 15, 20 years ago that I'm like, I have no recollection of that at all.
Isn't that the worst? And if someone says it with such, like, they vividly remember everything that happened. You're just staring at them like, are you sure you're talking about the same person?
Is that me?
Yeah.
I just want a dime for every time your mom said that you were a good boy. We'd all be rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why, Danny? Because I was a good boy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.